Three of the biggest road projects ever proposed in Florida are on a fast track, created by state lawmakers, not transportation planners. But as WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, some people say following the money may be the best way to stop them in their tracks.
Three task forces have been formed, and by October, they have been tasked with issuing recommendations to the governor and legislature. Members have been told they're not supposed to determine the need or purpose of the road, but focus on coming up with a consensus recommendation they all can live with. And that has some thinking it's a done deal. But Lindsay Cross, with the advocacy group Florida Conservation Voters, says opponents aren't giving up just yet.
We have to continue to put pressure on the legislature and encourage them to not fund these roads. I think that is the way that we're going to stop this. If there's no money to build it, then all of this becomes just a really strange backwards planning exercise with a lot of frustration from the local communities.
Cross says transportation planners need to allow task force members a recommendation to not build the roads. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.